Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Grab by Spencer, down the right side, gliding with each step. Terminate, skipped it to a wide open Moses Moody for three, and it's nothing but net for Moses. 42-27 to lead back up to 15.
Bay Area, it's Moses Moody. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Okay, Moses. I was pretty strong. And I'm probably going to get an opportunity to do have a little bit of a repeat performance tonight.
Yeah.
A couple
lottery
of notes.
Pick. I mean, go out there and play like it.
Who?
Moses Moody.
Moses? What was it? Was he 13?
14.
14.
Tail
yeah.
end.
Yeah.
Count it.
Yeah.
Buzzer beater lottery pick.
Listen, if he wants to keep growing in his game and have this kind of consistency from three, and Jonathan Kuminga keeps playing a different brand of basketball, yeah, why not go win games like tonight? Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis out. Tonight.
Yeah.
For the Sacramento Kings.
And honestly, why would they play? Like, why would you play? I mean, because you have to? Well, you don't. You get 82 games. You can play if you want to, but you don't have to. So why play? And I don't know if they're injured or if it's October, November load management, whatever it is, but just go ahead and take the night off, guys.
Zach LaVine has low back soreness.
Okay.
It's the exact same thing they're listing Jimmy Butler with.
Yeah, and that can be brutal when you're 28 years old.
And Domantas Sabonis has a left rib cage contusion.
He has a tummy ache.
No, he has a contusion.
He has a tummy ache.
His ribs hurt.
Okay. Juwan Jennings has 5 broken ribs, and he plays every single snap that he possibly can.
He's a football player.
Right.
He's built different, and there's only 17 of those.
I get it. And also, he's fighting like hell to get to his incentives so he can get that chicken. I don't know what Sabonis' contract is. I'd look it up, but I don't really care to look it up.
I'll look it up.
He is Eric B. and Rakim.
Domantas.
He's paid in full.
Sabonis. Well, everybody in the NBA is.
Right. So
that's
why play?
Whole point.
If you're the Adorables, and I appreciated you sent me that before. Granny, I sent him a picture of my daughter from Halloween, and she's unbelievably cute. And Willard's response was, she's cuter than a Sacramento King.
Oh, yeah, she's more adorable than a Sacramento King.
That's what he
King.
Said, and I was like, that's a damn 5.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Domantas Sabonis is a fully guaranteed 4-year, $186 million contract that has 2 more years on it after this year. 42.3 this year, 45.4 next year, 48.6 the year after that. Look, can I?
What's the 25th letter of the alphabet?
1, 2, 3.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Why play? If you've got a rib contusion, then you know.
Do you actually feel this way?
I feel that NBA players are less motivated to play through stuff than NFL players.
Well, that's for sure. That's right. That's any sport.
And I'm not
any sport.
I'm not impugning Steph or Jimmy or Draymond or Zach or any of the various Sabonises, but what's your motivation? It's November. If the Kings win or the Kings lose, it's not going to determine their season. And it's the same thing for the Warriors. And this is the problem with the association, is that the majority of players, they aren't motivated to actually play basketball. Unless it's intrinsic, like you love it and you want to do it. I get it. But if you are, you know, if you have a little ailment and it's November, I'm good.
I get where you're coming from. I really do. I have a hard time putting this directly on the athletes, though, and acting like now, here we are in 2025, and all of the NBA players just don't care. They just don't care, and there's no reason to play. There's no motivation to play. You do not become a professional athlete if you're built that way. These dudes are wired with unbelievable motivation. That is how you achieve something like this. And I would agree with you more if this was coming solely from the athletes. If it really was just a bunch of spoiled dudes who were rich, therefore they don't need to do anything anymore. Domantas Sabonis is 29 years old. If he's decided before his 30th birthday that, like, whatever, I don't need to do anything anymore, and it was only about money, I would hear that more. But this is coming from the teams also. We just played what Steve Kerr says about this. Like, this is high-level analytics, strength and conditioning coaches, Rick Celebrini sitting down with plans, some of which need to be adjusted on a night-to-night basis, and becoming complicit with this entire idea. And so, like, I don't know. I don't think this is nefarious. I don't think it's laziness.
It's just the nature of the league is where you don't have to win that often. And you can be the 10 seed, and darn it, you've got a fighting chance to be. You could still be a champion. Unless you're really, 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 really bad, you've got a shot to still make the playoffs, which makes the regular season largely irrelevant. That's the problem.
But other than football, where is that not true? Give me the sport where, like, the urgency to win every time you play, take away NFL and college football. Where else does that exist?
Baseball's different because it's an individual sport. So as an individual, well, basketball's not. Like, basketball, and I just looked it up, Zach LaVine in his career, he's not even 31, and Zach LaVine has never been a winning player, and he's already made $209 million. Yeah. This year he's making $48. So if you're Zach LaVine and you're on a team that is not very good and you know you're not going anywhere, what's your motivation?
But is that really what you think is happening? Do you think that Zach
LaVine...
I think
in general, I'm not going to say this about Zach.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying in general, if you're an NBA player and you have a guaranteed contract and you've already made $250 million in your career, what's the real motivation to get out there? Like, if you're a baseball player,
because
I want to be 30-30, I want to be a Hall of Famer, whatever it is, you're an individual. You get the bat four times a game and, you know, you try to hit the ball and that's it. This is different.
I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
Like, the same thing is true for them. Their numbers, their Hall of Fame candidacy, that's all the same. What's their motivation? That's what they do for a living. That's what they
64
do.
64 times out of 82.
No, but that's not how they got here. Like, I think that's a pretty tough putt.
But once you get here, it's different than how you got here.
Well, there's no doubt. They're human beings. But at the same time, like, if I were to follow what you're saying, we would have dudes all over the league at age 30 just leave. Leave. You don't need more money.
Why leave?
Why stay?
Because you can play 61 out of 82 and make $28 million.
Why play the 61? Play at all?
Because basketball is fun.
Well, but then...
But you know what? And you're not going to get hit over the middle and break five ribs.
No, but yes, you are. In the 61 that you play,
somebody might scratch you across the neck.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
I'm being a little sarcastic,
come on.
The reality is, this is what's wrong with the league, is that these players don't have the intrinsic desire to go out there and put it on the line because they don't have to.
But you're making it sound like it's their decision. They're not. It's not.
It's not about a decision. It's about the construct. The construct is this. You can be mediocre as a team. You can hang around at 38 and 44.
Yeah.
And, okay, we get to the play-in. Now let's try. Now let's really go out there and try to win. But that's the problem.
I think ramping things up to a different level is actually part of sports. That like I've been told that, as have you, by athletes in every sport. You know what I mean? Like when you see somebody pop in the preseason in the NFL, people get excited about it sometimes. Ooh, look at this guy. And we'll always go, relax, it's the preseason, because the speed goes up when you get to the regular season. And then the speed goes up again when you get to a division game. And the speed goes up again when you get to the playoffs. It's just the nature of human beings. You know what I mean? When it's a big moment, you're gonna dress up a little bit more, right? You're not wearing sweats to your wedding. Like, that's a bigger day. So, I'm just having a hard time with the best athletes in the world who have shown the ability to be focused, motivated, smart, block out all these distractions, become pros the second they get a massive contract, life-changing money. Now they don't give a rip anymore. And their coaches and executives and GMs are strength and conditioning people are telling them, you're out tonight. I just don't think this is all on the players.
I'm not saying it's all on the players. I'm saying it's on the construct of the league. Last night, Zach LaVine and Domas Sabonis played 37 minutes apiece. They played 9.5 minutes in the fourth quarter apiece in Denver, and they lost a tough game. And so now you come home and you've got a game against Golden State, and you know now we're not feeling super duper. And that was 2 days ago. I think that the problem is not solely with the players, and it's what Steve Kerr talked about. And even 72 games, that's probably too much. You need to find a way to make these games matter more often, because these games don't matter.
That's fine, but that's two different points.
It's the same point.
It sounded for about 5-6 minutes like you were questioning the motivation and the structure inside the brain of a player. Now you're questioning more the overall umbrella
of
the league.
Because if you're the player and you're making $47 million and the trainer says, yeah, you need to sit out on a Thursday or on a Wednesday against Golden State, you're like, okay, cool. I'm going to make $580,000 in my sweats.
I don't think most players are built that way. I don't think that's how you become a professional athlete, by not caring about your craft and not caring about being out there and not caring about fans and all of those things. Sure. Does money change people? I guess to a degree, but I mean, we're sitting here watching 40. What the hell's Al Horford still doing? He's got to be motivated by something. And it's not money, and it's not I don't care. Why is he still playing? Yeah, limping around out there. Well, there you go.
He's not making $47 million.
I think, but he's made bajillions in his career. Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're sponsored by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Dubs with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. So easy to sip and enjoy. It is not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. 888-957-9570. The number. We'd love to talk any of that out with you. Greg Cosell, NFL Films. A deep dive into the Niners like no other. Coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands.
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, that's a great question because I think that, you know, it's a great question and a hard question to answer.
On 95.7 The Game.
One of the times we look forward to all week long and what we were expecting to do, Dan Dibley, today.
Yeah.
I think most of us.
Work on our material?
Well, that's just a standby.
That's a given, yeah.
Yeah, that's happening every single Tuesday night. We're in the lab trying to figure out something fun to say to Greg Cosell.
A lot of pressure.
Work on your material.
Yeah, exactly. And so we do. And then he joins us on the River Islands guest line and we test it out. We see if we can get him to laugh because he's got a great laugh. But that's not the only thing I was thinking would happen today. I thought today we would be tossing the name of the new Niner at Greg Cosell and asking him, how does he fit in there on that defensive line?
Yeah, break it down.
But, hey, Greg, they didn't do anything. So how do you view this current defensive line that they have? They think they'll add Bryce Huff back to it. But
right.
How competitive is this group right now?
Well, they obviously also lost Mikel Williams, so it's obviously not a great group. I don't get into whether trade should or shouldn't be made because I have no idea what those conversations are like. So that's speculation. You know, that's fans get into, well, they should have done this, they should have done that. That's not what I do, as you guys know. I don't really think like that. But it's obviously not a great defensive line in terms of rushing the quarterback. So, you know, I guess we're going to find out going forward if they can create some pressure. This game against the Giants was not a great barometer of that because they played a young quarterback who's very unfocused and basically is at the stage in his career where he sees everything and sees nothing. So this was not a good test. They'll get a much better test this week. And obviously, even though they beat them the last time they played week 5, we know that Matthew Stafford threw for 389 yards and really did not struggle throwing the football against that 49er defense. Bosa did not play in that game, but certainly Mikel Williams did.
When you look at the Giants game, is this just a classic case of the bend but don't break defensive philosophy working for the 49ers? Didn't seem to me like they brought a ton of pressure on Jackson Dart.
No, and I think ultimately you're dealing with they relied almost exclusively on a 4-man pass rush. As I said, they weren't playing a very refined quarterback. They only rushed 5 on 5 of Dart 39 dropbacks. So this was a game where they relied almost exclusively on their 4-man D-line pass rush and their coverage. And that could work against a Dart and not big time outside receivers. So, you know, that was a game that it worked. And the Giants gained less than 300 yards of total offense, and 134 of those came in the fourth quarter when the competitive phase of the game was essentially over. So that, like I said, that's not a great test. They'll get a much, much better test this week, and we'll see how Robert Saleh chooses to play it. Matthew Stafford is playing at a very high level. He's a great player to begin with. And you guys know, I mean, it's the same division. You guys know with Stafford that if he's comfortable and clean in the pocket, he's a very difficult guy to play against.
No doubt about it. Yeah, we'll get to all kinds of stuff with the Rams as we unfold here. Greg Cosell, NFL Films. You caught my ear with a word that you used to describe Jackson Dart. I think I'd love to hear more about it. You called him unfocused.
At this point in his career, I mean, you know, that's all we have at this point is what he's done. I can't speak to what he will or won't become down the road. But at this point, he's playing with unfocused eyes. It results in too much head and body movement in the pocket. The picture overall is still a little too muddy for him. So, you know, at this point in his career, and I learned this phrase from working with Ron Jaworski for years and years and years, so I'm not going to take credit for it. George would say that, because he went through it, all young quarterbacks go through it at some point where you drop back and you see everything, but you really see nothing because you can't narrow down your focus to what you need to be looking at.
And when you look at the game on the other side of the ball against the Giants, was that just a classic case of complimentary football? The Niners were able to run it early, and they withstood the opening drive from the Giants, and then they kind of got things in their favor. Is that the blueprint for how the 49ers would need to approach the Ram game with time of possession in the ground game?
They certainly want to play like that. They've always been a team that the foundation is the run game, you know, and obviously with the back that can't play anymore, who had a pretty good game. So, you know, I think that's the way they want to play. And that's, you know, and then the quarterback, and even whether it's Purdy or Jones, the quarterback is, and this is a word where people think that, oh, the quarterback's secondary, but the quarterback is a complementary piece in a fully dimensional offense. That's really what they want to be. You know, by choice, they never want their quarterback to drop back 35, 38 times in a game. If a game plays out that way and it has to happen, you know, we've seen that a couple of times over the years with Purdy, then they'll have to play that way. But that's not the way they want to play.
I think when you look at the quarterback play for the 49ers, you could really see some game planning from Kyle. Everybody knows that the Giants, the only thing that defensively they're going to throw at the opposition right now is this great pass rush. What did you see from game planning and execution from Mac Jones in terms of how the 49ers kind of kept that pass rush at bay?
Well, I think just by the way they normally play, they tend to do that. You know, keep in mind, I did a little bit of a study of their first quarter offense this year. And, you know, through nine games this year, they've run 119 plays in the first quarter. More than 50% of those plays have come out of 21 personnel with Juszczyk on the field. So they want to play out of 21 personnel. They've added this little wrinkle. I don't know what they call it, this little motion with Juszczyk where he sort of starts kind of in a wing position, starts as if he angles back in the backfield, and then they have multiple run game concepts off of that. But that's the way they ultimately want to play. And the Giants, of course, were playing with Deonte Banks at one corner and a street free agent Black at the other corner, and they went after him a bit when they did throw it. That's how they got the Jennings touchdown. They went after Black. You know, this game played out exactly the way they wanted it to play out from an offensive standpoint. The question is, can they do that against the Rams?
I'm glad you pointed out that motion, Greg, because to me it feels almost like a cheat motion where he starts a step off the line of scrimmage and then he shuffles back and then he shuffles across, and it feels like before the snap he's moving forward. You're seeing this more and more from other teams around the league. Is this something that you might think the league will address? Because it seems to me more and more that teams are starting to kind of cheat on this use of motion.
Well, I mean, it's legal. You know, he's in a wing alignment. He angles motion into the backfield, then return motion, as we call it. And as I said, they run multiple run game concepts from it, asking Juszczyk to make different kinds of blocking techniques and concepts. And obviously, we know Juszczyk's a very, very good blocker. It helps to create better angles for both Juszczyk and other second-level blocks. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't remember seeing this in previous years. So, you know, I think this is something they've added, and it's been effective. So, you know, I'm sure they'll continue to do it, because what it does is, as a defense, you don't know what the running play will be, because Juszczyk is being asked to execute multiple blocking concepts from that motion slash return motion concept. So it probably creates a little momentary sense of hesitation and tentativeness for particularly second-level players on the defense.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, with us on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Happens every single Wednesday. Here's something I want to throw out because the audience will love this. Greg, for years under Kyle Shanahan, it has felt like special teams has been a complete and total adventure. I'm looking right now at some advanced numbers. The special teams EPA for the Niners starting week two. Forget week one, but this is once Eddie Pinheiro joined the team. Since that moment, the 49ers have the second highest special teams EPA in the entire NFL. What do you see other than just Pinheiro's accuracy?
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I work a lot of hours, probably 70 hours, 75 hours a week. I do not watch special teams. It doesn't fit into my life. Pinheiro, has he missed a field goal?
No. No, he missed an extra point. His very first Niners kick, he missed an extra point, and he's been perfect since.
So I can't speak to, you know, I just don't have time in my life to watch their special team. So I don't know. First of all, I don't even know what EPA means.
Expected points added, based on every play.
I don't know what that means. Greg, what does that even mean, by the way?
Well, it means expected points added.
You have to explain that to me. What do you mean expected points?
You're basically comparing a second and seven to another second and seven. So if you gain 2 yards on a second and seven, and another team gains 2 yards on a second and seven, they base it on where you were on the field, the defense against whom you did that. So not every 2 yard gain on second and seven is created equally.
Okay, so what does that tell me about the third and five play that's coming up?
Well, it tells me that if they gain 6 yards, you get a first down.
Well, no, you have to answer first. Is Josh Allen on your team, Lamar Jackson, or no?
And then you can go from there. There's so many of these numbers now, you know, I guess the metrics of the sport, and I'm not saying they don't mean anything, but, you know, sometimes I think we overdo all that stuff. You know, I wasn't trying to be sarcastic. I don't know what that means as far as watching tape when I'm watching a game on tape, you know, what EPA means relative to me watching the tape. I don't know what it means, and I'm being honest.
Well, I have a completely different question that's come out of this conversation. When you say that you don't have enough time for something in your life, do you mean to tell me, Greg, that you sleep? Because that my perception has always been that you don't.
Well, here's the deal, gentlemen. So 5 days a week, okay, my gym opens at 5 a.m. So during the season, on Monday and Thursday, because I can't go to the gym on those 2 days, but on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, I wake up at 3:40 in the morning, and I'm at the gym at 10 or 5 in the morning. So I go to bed at, like, you know, maybe 9 o'clock, and I sleep 6 hours, and, I, you know, because I got to keep my girlish figure, you know?
No, Greg, you look
doing great, Greg.
Why are you waking up at 3:40 to get to the gym at 5? What are you doing for an hour?
Well, you know, I got to feed the cats. I can't get up right away and just, like, be at the gym. You know, I need my body to start moving around a little bit.
So there's no film study going on at 4:15 a.m., is there, Greg?
No.
Just checking.
But I can't. I'm not one of those people. I know there's a lot of people that could wake up, they get in the car, they go to the gym, and they just, you know, I gotta feel like I'm up for a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. Get the blood flowing. And just one more EPA, Greg. There was a play in the Niner game where it's 3rd and 17, and the Niners run a screen for McCaffrey, and he gets 12 yards, which brings up a 4th and 5. Yeah, 12 yards is great. But if that same play happened on 1st and 10 and you get 12 yards, the EPA, the expected points added on that first down play, would be higher than it is on a 3rd and 17 where you get 12 yards.
I don't need to categorize, you know, I don't need to call it something. I mean, obviously, if it's 3rd and 2, a 3 yard gain is a good play.
Right.
If it's 2nd and 13, a 3 yard gain isn't a good play. Do I need a statistic to tell me that?
You do, Greg.
Apparently you do.
You do. Yeah, for those of us who don't spend 75 hours watching tape, you absolutely
I personally don't, but I understand, I guess, the need to have one.
Well, then let me ask you a film question, because you watched the Ram game, as we all did, and there was no George Kittle.
You mean the Ram game this week or the Ram game week 5?
The Ram game week 5, and the 49ers won despite not having George Kittle. They had Jake Tonjes, who is not really allowed to play anymore, and I get that because they do a lot of 21 personnel and it's Kittle, but how much
they don't do a lot of 12 personnel, amazingly. That's interesting.
And honestly, they should do more 22, Greg, but you and I can geek out on this another time, but how much does the George Kittle factor help them be able to run the ball against the Rams where they struggled the last time they played?
Well, the George Kittle factor is huge, you know, whether it's blocking, because don't forget, when you now play a Rams defense that has really good edge players, Kittle is capable. You know, we all think of the pass game, and obviously he's a big factor in the pass game and can be any given week. You know, he's not the kind of guy, because they don't build their pass offense by throwing to one guy. So it's not as if, oh, my God, Kittle's going to get 12 targets every week. There might be a week where he does. The next week he might get three, depending on how the game plays out. But the really important part for Kittle is, and I know we've discussed this, is his ability to block either defensive ends or outside backers if it's a 5-2 front. Often it could be the same player, one-on-one in the run game. And that's critical, not just on play side, which is important, obviously, but even on the backside of a run. So that's where Kittle is so important to the Ram, to the 49ers offense. And obviously they did not have him in the previous game.
What about this, Greg? If we're going to look back at that game, instead of also just kind of touching on what they didn't have that they will this time, what can they take from that game that they did have? What did you see that worked in that game that they can try to, again, you know, utilize this Sunday?
Well, the interesting thing in that game to me, as I remember it, was that they had a ton of third down plays. I think they had 18 third down plays in that game, and that's a really high number for a game. You don't want to have that many third down plays. Ideally, you're able to do better on first and second down so you don't get put into that many third down plays. Now, you know, we'll see. The run game will be critical in that regard. Because that's how they start everything. We know what happened in that game that I thought was really, really good in the pass game element in that game was that was where they had a tremendous timing and rhythm foundation to their pass game. And as you guys probably recall, it really minimized the Rams' four-man D-line pass rush, which really was not a factor in the game. And they really have a dominant four-man D-line pass rush, depending on the opponent. So that is something clearly that Kyle Shanahan and the offensive staff understand. And that's, look, when games are close, they can stay within the concepts of their offense. What you hope doesn't happen is, for whatever reason, all of a sudden it's 17-3 and they're losing in the second quarter, and then all of a sudden the pass game concepts have to change and you get deeper pass drops, and that's where the pass rush can become a factor.
Yeah, great recall. They were 7 of 18, the Niners were, on third down in that game, and I'm thinking about the Giants game where it seemed like the Niners were almost never in third down against New York in that one.
No team wants to have 18 third downs in a game. I mean, that's too many. You know, look, every once in a while you see some amazing stat where a team is, you know, 12 for 16 on third down, but that's a rarity. You know, you don't really want to have that many third down plays in a game.
Greg, I know you have such an affinity for Ricky Pearsall. We do too. He did not.
What's going on with him? I guess he's pretty injured, huh?
Still don't know. Did not practice again today, and I'm wondering through your eyes what he brings to the table. How much are they missing it? You know what I mean? I know, like,
yeah. Well,
what do you think?
I think they miss him a lot because I think he's a fully dimensional receiver that can work short, intermediate, and vertical. So, and again, they're not a deep passing team in the sense that they're going to drop back and just, you know, throw deep balls, but he can get vertical. I mean, remember that, I forget what game was it where late in the game he caught that vertical sideline route over the top. I forget the game, but it was an important
one. I think it might have been week three or four. Might have been the Cardinal game. I'm not sure. But anyway,
So he can do that. He works the middle of the field well. He's got some run after catch juice, which we saw for the first time last year against Tampa when he caught that 45, 46-yard touchdown. You know, he's a fairly complete receiver. Now, by saying that, I don't want people to think you're crazy. You know, he's not Justin Jefferson or Jamar. I'm not saying that. But within the context of the 49ers offense, he can work all three levels.
And you look at the context against New York, and it's Mac Jones still, and it probably will be again this Sunday. What are you seeing from Mac Jones as he continues to kind of mature and grow in this offense?
I mean, you're seeing the efficiency that is ideally built into the offense. And he's playing efficiently. I guess he was 14 for 14 to start the game, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. And, you know, just very, very efficient. You know, and that's sort of how the pass game is built. You know, when everything works together, that's what the pass game is. It's efficiency. It's quick drops. The ball gets out. The play design wins. It's choreographed. It's beautifully choreographed. That's always been the Kyle Shanahan pass game. It's just beautifully choreographed. And the quarterback plays with great footwork, great eyes, knows where to go with the football. A lot of it is what we call a pure progression. So he's not necessarily, with very few exceptions, he's not studying pre-snap where defenders are. They have a play design that Kyle Shanahan takes great pride in, and that he understands how defenses play, and he understands how he can create conflict for one or two defenders, and the quarterback, through that choreography, can play with precise timing and rhythm.
Greg, I guess Kyle Shanahan said today that the Rams have the best front five in football. You agree with that?
It's right up there. I mean, again, I can't immediately think right now of every front five in football. I think the Texans have a pretty good one too, but I would say that the Rams are right there. And certainly the four-man D-line pass rush, when they're in their nickel or dime and they play a ton of dime, that's really, really good.
Greg, also, we've learned in recent weeks that you are a big hooper. And therefore, you need.
Well,
to,
I was. Yeah. I was when I was a young man. Yes,
right,
But I love the. I watch a lot of hoop.
Yeah. So you need to weigh in on our poll today, which is: do you still expect the Warriors to win in Sacramento tonight, even without Steph Curry? Greg, your thoughts.
You know, I'm not really on top of Sacramento these days. I can't answer that. You know, I've been watching the Sixers a little bit here and there. They blew one last night. They got one tonight. They're on the road. I think they play Cleveland tonight. But, so I watch, you know. But I'm not on top of now, does Sacramento have Sabonis?
He's out, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay. So, yeah. So, wait, do they have the Sharp kid?
The who?
What's his name? Shaden Sharp? Is he on Sacramento?
Oh, no. He's not on. No, Shaden Sharp is on Portland.
Portland. I'm close. It's kind of the, you know. That part of the country.
It's over here in the West. Well, yeah.
It was time zone accuracy.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah, you know, I'm not I haven't followed those teams yet. You know, obviously I'm very aware of OKC. They're 8-0. You know, and obviously they're defending champions, but I haven't really followed the West yet.
If you were to extrapolate your game at its best and put it into the body of an NBA player, who would you be? Who's your comp, Greg?
Well, boy, that's a tough question. I was kind of a shooting forward, you know. I played at Division III. I was a shooting forward, but, you know, it was pretty – my claim to fame in high school, guys, was I went head-to-head in high school against Ernie Grunfeld. So
– nice.
He sort of got the better of it.
Only sort of? What numbers did you put up?
Well, I don't remember my numbers, but he had 36 points and 25 rebounds.
Well, he did. That's less than 37, so somebody stopped him.
That's correct.
All right. Hey, Greg, great stuff as always. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right. There it is. Greg Cosell, NFL Films. Tune in for Warriors Live today at 6 with Evan Giddings, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And coming up next, there's a fresh new development with regard to tonight's Warriors-Kings game that we will need to pass along. So we're going to do that here in just a moment on Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And you know, as much as I love Willard, I'm more of a Dibs guy. So if you want to do what I do, go check in on Dibs and say hi to him. Get in the YouTube chat. Do it right now on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, check in on him.
Yeah.
You all right?
I'm doing great, man.
I check in on you all the time. You okay?
I'm doing awesome.
You coaching?
No, not anymore.
All right.
This afternoon shift is taking the coaching right out of my repertoire.
Yeah, it is tough. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a lot to do still. Always fun with Greg Cosell. Kyle Shanahan had his Wednesday press gathering today. We've got a lot of stuff to share with you from that. But before we get to any of it, breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Jimmy Butler will not play tonight. So in Sacramento, we still await official word on Draymond Green, but the Warriors are down Steph Curry, and they are down Jimmy Butler in Sacramento tonight on the back end of a back-to-back.
That's not so adorable, Mark.
No, and not very surprising either.
No.
I mean, if you've got lower back soreness, you try to play, you go out there, they pull you out of the game. I was going to be very, very surprised if they put him back into the game the very next night.
And Grandy just now telling me in my ear that Pods, Brandon Pajemski is questionable with left wrist soreness.
Pajemski kid.
Too much shooting?
Pajemski.
Yeah. And probably from that ball he threw in Milwaukee last week.
Might be.
That looked like it hurt. He threw it very far.
And I don't know if anybody else is on the report or might matriculate onto the report, but something tells me that, I mean, Draymond Green's been banged up early, and if you don't have Steph and you don't have Jimmy, I would not be stunned if Draymond also was out.
I would not be stunned either. Moses Moody was great last night, and he had some comments on this. Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
I was just going to say, I can read you the full injury report quickly if you want it.
Yeah. Go for it.
So, Jimmy Butler out with a right low back strain, they're now calling it, not lower back soreness. Stephen Curry out with general illness. Draymond Green questionable with a right rib contusion. D'Anthony Melton still out with the left ACL surgery. Pajemski questionable with left wrist soreness. And the only other, Alex Toohey, out with left knee injury recovery.
Oh, they got to play without Toohey also?
Yeah.
No.
Not Toohey. Moses Moody said, we don't need Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler.
I mean, for the first time doing it this year. But, yeah, I think we'll be all right. We play that way in practice a lot of time in preseason. It'll be this group versus that group. And so we used to playing with each other a little bit. I think we got all the pieces we need.
Got all the pieces they need. And remember, if you're just joining, DeMontis Sabonis and Zach LaVine will be out for the Sacramento Kings tonight as well. So lots of big names that will not be performing tonight.
Yeah, and Keegan Murray out also for Sacramento. Yep. He'll be out for the entirety of the month. So it's going to be, with apologies to Tui, it's going to be your twos against our twos. Your twoies against our twoies.
Well, I mean, I think everybody, not everybody, a lot of us are probably thinking the same thing. And I was kind of waiting for the Jimmy thing to really say this. And now that we've got the Jimmy thing, this to me is the first thought that comes to my mind. Okay, JK, here we go. Here we go, right? Like, and interestingly, I don't necessarily feel like this means, okay, dude, like, go take
go
over.
Cook.
I don't think that. I still want Jonathan to play the way he's been playing because he's been playing beautiful basketball. In other words, if he's now got so much on his shoulders offensively that he stops rebounding, not good. Plus, if he just wants to do ISO Joe, that's not good. That's not good basketball. Yes, he fulfills the role as option one, but I'd love to see him do it within the framework of the ball moving around. And also trust these other players like Moses Moody, who can knock down shots and play good Warrior basketball. But he gets to do so in a featured role now. And this is what the thought process was in the offseason. I know you said it a bunch of times. We were like, there are going to be nights
yep.
where you have an opportunity to go be the guy that you want to be. Tonight is the first night of the year.
And last night was a night where he kind of could just recess into the background, and he took seven shots. He didn't even play 25 minutes. And last night was really an odd one, and that's why I think that deep down it might have been a Steve Kerr, like, mini load management kind of game where you didn't play Kuminga a ton. Jimmy's back flared up, and so he didn't play a lot. Pods played 24 minutes. Buddy Hield played 20. You had a whole bunch of Pat Spencer in the ball game, and so you looked at Phoenix and you thought, we could probably get away with our twos and our threes, so let's go ahead and try and do it. And even though Kuminga was out there a lot without Jimmy, and you know Steph took a bunch of shots, but that's about it, I think that tonight, Kuminga, having not played a bunch last night, can go out there and really be a lot more aggressive and maybe play 37 or 38 minutes and try to carry this thing.
We'll get to Shanahan in just a sec. You want to take a stab at the starting lineup tonight?
Is it out?
No.
Oh.
what do you think it'll be?
Well, and this will be assuming that Draymond Green is in.
Okay, you're going to assume that he's in.
I guess. I mean, I honestly think that he'd be out, but for the sake of the exercise, we don't yet know who's in and who's out, and Pods is questionable with the wrist, so I think that you're going to have, it'll be Pods and Moody, it'll be Draymond, Kuminga, and Quentin.
Interesting.
That's my guess.
Not Al Horford.
No, I still think you want Al. And maybe Steve said this to us when we interviewed him last week. Like, if Al's going to play 20 minutes, and let's just say it might be 24 tonight, if he's going to play 24, wouldn't you rather have six of those minutes be at the end of the game? And I don't know if you need six of those minutes to be at the beginning of the game. I think if he's going to be on limited minutes, it's better suited for him to be in that second unit, late first, late second, mid third, and then late fourth would be your four stints for me. Anyway,
yeah, Moody and Kuminga both in the lineup. Sure, you could do that. We're waiting on Draymond. We're waiting on Pods. Don't forget Buddy Hield. Buddy, you know, shot the ball pretty well last night. Maybe you get him in early in, and should be not a featured night, but I want you to sit back with your remote control and watch this one, because you know who's going to get some minutes tonight.
My guy, Will Richard.
Your guy, Will Richard.
I love Will Richard.
Recalled from Santa Cruz without ever having to go. That's the way to get sent to Santa Cruz.
You know why he didn't have to go, right?
Because they did it on purpose, even though they knew they were going to call him back the very next day?
Yes, and Santa Cruz doesn't play. They don't play till Friday.
Oh.
So, yeah, you got... He got optioned, or whatever the term is in the NBA. He got sent to Santa Cruz, but joke's on you. They don't play till Friday. So he goes to Santa Cruz, and he walks in the gym, and it's empty.
Can I bring a conversation that happened in the lower bowl last night to the air? Because I got to a point where I'm like, I don't know how to answer this. For whatever reason, I'm sitting there with lovely Christy and my longtime friend Craig. We're watching the basketball game. And Christy at one point goes, where's Will Richard? I know you guys all like Will Richard. Where is he? And I'm like, It's been a while. He's not in the game. And they got the B and C team out there, and he's not in. I wonder what's going on. So you pick up the phone, and poof, there it is. Oh, he's been assigned to Santa Cruz. But she goes, isn't that him right there on the bench? I go, yeah, that's a good call. That's him. So he's not in Santa Cruz. This spilled into, and this is all, boy, if you've got friends and family and you go do stuff like this out in the world, this is the kind of conversation, this would happen on this radio show, where the conversation immediately ends up in something where you're like, this is so meaningless and pointless, but we're all now kind of curious. Somehow this launched into a conversation of how does Will get to Santa Cruz?
Yeah.
Does he have a driver? Do the Warriors Uber Will to Santa Cruz? Or, and where I ended up, I go, well, they probably know how long he's going to be there. And that might have something to do with it. Because Christie's like, well, the man's going to want his car. He's going to need his car down there in Santa Cruz. I go, but they might be on the road. They're flying around. He's going to come back. Does anybody know if Will actually were headed to Santa Cruz last night? Do players drive themselves or do they get a driver to the G League? Anyone know?
Yeah, I have a good idea.
What happens?
Caltrain. He takes Caltrain.
That was an opportunistic piece of
Why
junk.
Why bother fighting the traffic and the brake lines and worrying about parking? You jump on Caltrain, all electric now, by the way. You can scroll your phone. You can have a snack. You can chat with friends.
I can't believe you did that.
Caltrain.
You already did that today, Dibs.
Yeah. You just got.
And you know what happened?
You just got
added value
for that one.
That's called added value.
No.
You get off at the Tamian station in downtown San Jose. You jump on a bus. Kaboom.
No, you know what that's called? Volunteer work. That's what you just did.
You know what you know exactly what that is.
Volunteer work.
You and I have had this discussion
working
about added
for free.
Value. You know what added value is? Is yesterday when I wore my R&S Garage Doors sweatshirt, I was in need of a closer and I was in need of a hoodie. Kaboom.
Well, now see, no, you got something out of that. You got warm.
Yeah, I did.
This, you just lost vocal cords for no reason.
I will see.
Anyway.
Caltrain. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Chat with friends.
Listen to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.